This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, July 11th, 2006. I hope you're having a great Tuesday. On yesterday's show, I mentioned that I was considering getting XM radio for my new car. Well, I got an email this morning from Mark in D.C., and he was telling me about an experience that he had when they bought their Honda. He and his partner bought their Honda about a year ago. He was telling me that they thought that their car was XM ready as well, and that dealer told him that it was all ready to go and everything. Well, then they decided to have it turned on or installed or whatever, and the guy said it was going to be $1,000 to do it, and they couldn't believe it because, you know, they thought if it says XM ready, there shouldn't be anything to install. Well, then luckily they were able to talk the guy down and they were able to get it for free. But anyway, he related this story to me before I even called anybody or thought about calling anybody. So I had a heads up thanks to Mark in D.C. Thank you, Mark. Well, then I decided to go ahead and call my dealer and find out about XM because I really do want it. But I called him and he transferred me to the service department. And the service department informed me that, yes, indeed, my car is XM ready, but that there still needs to be some kind of installation, that it needs the actual satellite receiving box, excuse me, the satellite receiver box and the antenna. Well, I said to him, well, my car already has that special antenna on it. And he said, actually, no, that's just an antenna cover. That underneath there's nothing there. So I said, well, okay, well, how much would this cost to have this receiver box installed and the antenna installed? And he said, oh, it runs about $1,000 to $1,200. And I was like, well, then what does XM Ready mean? And he goes, oh, that just means that the stereo that the Honda Corporation puts inside your car is already all set up to take care of, like, changing stations and displaying the certain information. So really all it means is that the radio is ready for you to install the actual XM box. So I think the whole XM ready thing is quite deceiving and not accurate, because it certainly doesn't mean that the stereo or that your car is ready for XM. It means that it's ready to have XM installed. I think they need to reword that, because that really pissed me off. I was really hoping that I could just call and have them, you know, turn it on or something. I was hoping it would be much simpler than that. And but no, it's going to be $1,000 to $1,200, depending. Well, I decided right then, there's no way I can get XM radio. That's too fucking much. I can't pay for that. So I decided not to get XM. So what I decided to do, since my stereo does have an auxiliary input and I can play my iPod through the stereo, I decided to just set up playlists of songs and music that I like, and I'll just, you know, run through the iPod Nano to play the songs that I want to hear. So fuck the XM radio. If I ever get rich someday, I might have it installed, but right now there's no funds to do that. And speaking of music, last night, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, Sunday night, the boyfriend and I went to hear the Gypsy Kings in concert at the Wolf Trap Center for the Performing Arts, and we had a great time. We got there, when I thought was early, an hour and a half early. The concert was at eight. We got there at 6:30, and I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but Wolf Trap has a huge lawn area, as well as formal seating, but we always sit in the lawn area. Well, when we got there, almost the entire lawn area was packed with people, with their blankets spread out, with their picnics and their wine and their beer and whatever. So we had to, like, go searching around for a spot, and we got a spot at the far left side of the stage, just barely able to see the stage. But the concert was really nice. The music was really good. The boyfriend actually got up and did some dancing at one point. We really enjoyed the music, and the crowd around us was really nice. The weather, of course, was perfect. It was no rain, a relatively cool evening, wasn't too hot. There was a slight breeze. The music was really good. I had not listened to very many songs from the Gypsy Kings, but the boyfriend has played a couple, and I enjoyed those, so I knew I would enjoy the music. And it was very international world music. It was just very good. So I didn't record anything like I have done in the past, because there were just too many people around us and it was too close and so forth. So I didn't record any music there. But when we got in the car to come home, the boyfriend and I went ahead and recorded a little bit about the concert and so forth. And I'm just going to go ahead and play that for you now, so that you can hear what we thought about the... And we also talk about some other things, too, like the people around us. And as we're driving out, we were looking at the security officers who were directing traffic. But anyway, so take a couple minutes. Actually, it's about 12 minutes. And listen to this part that we recorded right after the concert of the Gypsy Kings. So enjoy this. And here we are. This is Archer and the boyfriend. We just got back, or we're actually still in the parking lot, leaving Wolf Trap after the Gypsy Kings. What did you think of the concert, sweetie?
They were beyond stellar.
What made them so stellar?
Well, they were expert musicians. They commanded their instruments with skill. Much like you command your instruments with skill.
Oh, really?
And we both observed two things.
Well, many things, actually.
But. Well, two general things. First of all, we heard not one word of English from the band.
Nope, not one word.
And we observed in George Bush's White Bread America, in which fences should be built, we observed a very diverse, talk about diverse. Here was America. If George Bush and his cohorts want to see America, here it was.
Very true.
We saw black, white, Asian, Hispanic. We heard all kinds of languages. We saw gay, straight, lesbian, you name it. It was all here tonight. At the Gypsy Kings concert. In fact, we had a conversation with this African-American female and her lesbian...
Well, we don't know if they were lesbian, but...
No, not her. Her friend, her heavyset friend.
Okay.
Because she was there with her boyfriend or husband.
But oh, the one we were trying set to... You're right, the heavyset one
girl was... And so we had this conversation, and you said, we don't want to get into politics, and they all said,
oh,
you can talk politics with us. And we all said the same thing. I mean, here is America. I mean, it's diverse, it's multilingual, it's multicultural, and this is what bright white bread, this is what white America fears. And it's, you know, it's... Imagine some of the immigrant haters who want English to be the language of America. Well, they should have been here tonight, because English was just one language of many we heard this evening.
I couldn't believe the amount of as you already said, the ethnic diversity of people and the interracial couples, let's say. Like, I saw a lot of white men with Asian women, or Hispanic women with Asians, or just, I mean, the mixes were just unbelievable. I was really
surprised.
It was
jam-packed. The concert was jam-packed right here in Virginia.
And
Republican voting Virginia. Here we all are.
Oh, and I bet the majority of these people were liberal Democrats. I don't know, but...
Oh, well, I mean, and that's the whole thing. I mean, that's what... You know, that's where we're headed. I mean, we're a minority-majority country. And that's what has, you know, Americans scared out of their panties, is that we're, you know, we're not just white, Protestant, heterosexual males. We were a cross-section of many different...
And that gay couple that was behind us to the
right... Oh, yes,
they were so cute. It was a Hispanic man and a white guy. And they were so adorable together. They were, like, standing up and holding each other and swinging to the music. It was just so cute, wasn't it?
I bet they'd like to get married in Virginia.
I bet they would like to, but I have a fear that they're not going to.
And, of course, we had another little show this evening.
Oh my God, you have to talk about this.
Well, we were treated to a heterosexual couple who did not want to believe that they were over 50. So, Mr. Geriatric had platinum blonde hair that was gelled and blow dried and whatever.
And clearly dyed and all that.
And then his, I want to say it's this woman he met on, I want to say it's Craigslist.
You don't think it was his wife?
In the erotic section. No. What man would go out with his wife looking like that? Anyway, she was clearly postmenopausal.
We're in the wrong lane. We should be over there.
Well, whatever. Anyway, she was wearing a very, very short black mini dress.
It was. And the thing is, she's a little chunky, too.
It was micro mini. Anyway, they were seated, like, right next to us. If she had been an inch closer, she would have been sitting in our laps. That's how
in
close
your laps,
they were.
So close.
And so they decided they were going to move. Well, she bent over to pick up their
blanket, bottles, whatever she was picking up.
Whatever they brought along with them. Well, she gave like half of the section a view of everything she owned, and not just her hiney.
Of her cunt. Her lips were sticking out.
We were able to notice that she shaved her vaginal area. That's how much of it we got to see.
It was so gross, because as she was bending over and the lips were pushing between her legs, it was so gross.
It was clear to all that she was not wearing bloomers.
It was nasty. And then, after they walked away and stuff, this guy who was in the crowd behind us came up to us and said, "Did you enjoy the show? Did you enjoy the show?" And at first, we didn't know what he was talking about. And then I realized after he went back to his seat that he was talking about seeing that lady snatch. It was so funny.
Well, if it had been attractive snatch.
But it was not.
It was just all very... And we both said, if we had brought our mothers along and they had witnessed these things, they would have covered her eyes.
They would have been so grossed out.
Well, she was clearly beyond her better years. And when she... To reveal all of that, it was very, very revealing.
It was very, very nasty.
It would have scared you queer.
She was nasty. But the band...
Wait. But then they passed by. This couple passed in front of us. And the wannabe Ken doll had his hand up her micro mini skirt.
Was it actually up there or was
Yes, I saw it. I saw it with my own two eyes. He had his hand up her dress, and we both knew that she was wearing nothing under there. So he was definitely getting more than just a feel.
Do you think he was fingering her?
The whole place could have fingered her. It could have been like a whole gangbang. The whole place could have gangbanged.
Her lips reminded me of, I know everybody will know this, Cheryl Murkowski. She talks about a prolapse vagina. This lady, I swear, she had a prolapse vagina. Her lips were so huge, they were sticking out. It was really gross. It was absolutely gross.
Well, you've been with women. I guess from behind, you could have done her.
No, I couldn't have done that lady. No, she was nasty.
Well, we were treated to all kinds of eye candy.
But we really had a good time. We were just sitting there.
We had a lovely time.
We took our dinner.
There were a lot of attractive people and beautiful, multi-ethnic people of all races. And it was just a lovely evening. I didn't want the Gypsy Kings to stop playing music. They were so wonderful.
But they did, and it was time to go home. What I noticed that I really... love doing is watching people. I was doing a huge people watching tonight, and I was noticing all the desnudo material and all the different ethnicities. Did you see me sitting there? Because we were close enough to where like the walkway was, and the people were just walking by. I'm just staring at the people.
Oh, just beautiful, beautiful people. Like I said, just of all ethnic backgrounds, it was just beautiful to watch.
So we really had a good time, and it was well worth it. And we're going.
Oh, and the music! I just can't stress.
Oh, you were just getting up and doing the Watusi.
I was. I was getting up and dancing, and you wouldn't join me.
Well, I just didn't want to stand up. I was. Didn't you see me moving in my seat?
You didn't want to move your hips. You didn't want to shake your hips.
I was moving I was moving in my seat, though. You didn't see that?
No, I wanted you to move your electric swivel hips back and forth and back and forth.
I was going to say, I don't have electric swivel hips, but I was shaking in my seat. But well, you were like, you towards the end there, you were actually standing up and doing...
Everyone was dancing.
There were an awful lot of people standing up, especially different points of the show, yeah. But they were very good. I really enjoyed that music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try to provide a link to iTunes somewhere. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But
everyone knows the Gypsy Kings.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It was the first time I had seen them, though.
Well, this is my second time, and I want to go again next year.
So shall I let this guy out? Or maybe the truck's going to.
Wait a minute. You were salivating over this motorcycle policeman earlier.
Yeah, I think he's gone.
And you said...
He's going to shoot.
Well, if he lets us ahead of the crowd, I will play with his penis.
But he didn't let us ahead of the crowd.
And I said, well, go for it, because he certainly was hot in his uniform and his motorcycle. But you have not done that. And so here we are sitting in traffic.
Well, because do you see the man? If you see him, I will be more than happy to blow him.
Well, I see a blockade here, and I think I see a motorcycle. Pucker your lips, honey.
And see, if I...
Wet your lips. Wet them. Oh, I think that's him.
No, that's not him.
It is.
Look, that one's fat and bald.
No. It's the same
all you see are the boots. That's all you see.
No, no, no.
That's
is he wearing boots?
Oh, no, look. She's trying to turn, too.
I think it's the same one. Look at him. It is. It's the same one.
Oh, I think maybe you're right.
All right, so suck his cock.
Believe me, I'd the like to.
Is goddamn traffic. Suck his penis.
I think she's a little drunk. Did you
and you
see
saw that?
That
hand motion?
Yes,
oh
she slammed.
God.
He had to slam her car to get her to stop.
I think he's kicking her with his big boots now.
Oh, now he's letting her go. Damn, I was going to say, he had to pull that bitch over.
Oh, now here's one. Here's another. He's
that's
kind of fat.
I told you that. That's the partner of that one over there.
All right, then you have to do what you have to do. Get out of the car, wet your lips, and suck his cock.
But I'm driving here.
Well, so what? I'll step on the accelerator while you're doing it.
But then you'll be, like, on the way home, and then you don't know where you're going to get home.
He'll give you a lift on his motorcycle.
Ooh, he'll give me a ride. Anyway, so that's our report on the Gypsy Kings. And back to the show. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that was our impressions of the concert, and we really enjoyed that. Now, staying with the whole theme of music, not that we have to, but actually, I don't really know this for sure, but you may have heard yesterday that June Allison died. She was a famous actress born in, I don't know, like 1917 or something, that she was old as the hills, but she was most known probably for her movie roles in Little Women and The Glenn Miller Story and others like that. Actually, I really enjoyed her in Little Women. I thought she played a lesbian in Little Women, but some people may dispute that. Well, she didn't actually play a lesbian. I just thought she looked like one and acted like one in Little Women. But anyway, even though she had these famous roles, I think actually most people would probably remember her from her doing her Depends ads, the commercials she used to do for the Depends undergarments, adult diapers. And I swear to you, I did the search on the internet. I looked all over the place. I could not find the Depends commercials, excuse me, that she did. But with the help of my friend Homer, we went to YouTube and we did a search, and even though we didn't find the Depends commercials, we did find a parody of the Depends commercials that was done on Saturday Night Live. I don't remember when it was done, but it's a funny commercial, and I I'm going to play it here through Safari, but listen to this commercial. It was called Whoops, I Crapped My Pants. And it's kind of funny, but it makes me think of the whole, well, it's definitely a parody on the whole June Allison commercial. So listen to this.
Hey, Mom, what do you say to a game of tennis?
Come on, Grandma. If you want our side, the boys don't stand a chance.
Okay, I'll get my racket.
On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
You kids, go ahead. I want to have a talk with your old grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
I just don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. I want to let you in on a little secret. Here we are. Oops, I crapped my pants.
Oops, I crapped my pants. I've heard of those. Do they work?
Oops, I crapped my pants. Outperformed every bladder and bowel control product on the market today. Here, let me show you. Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leakage.
I'm impressed. Oops, I crapped my pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I crapped my pants are biodegradable. Now that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about oops, I crapped my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Thanks, oops, I crap my pants.
Visit your local pharmacist and just say, oops, I crap my pants. From Procter & Gamble.
I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Well, I'm sure you would anyway. So I know that you can embed that video on the web page or anything, but I don't want to fool with that. So just go to YouTube and do a search for crapped my pants, and that comes up. So that was funny. So anyway, that the whole point of that was that June Allison died yesterday, poor thing, and she will be remembered for her famous roles in Little Women and the Glenn Miller Story, but most notably for her commercials for the Depends undergarments. And finally tonight, boys and girls, we last week, I don't even remember which show it was, one show last week, maybe it was July 7th, I think it was, the Little Fatty Cast were talking about Big Brother, and then they started mentioning me on their Archer Radio. So I wanted to capture their little bit of audio that they talked about and comment on a couple things. So listen to it's only a minute long. I know this is like the third clip I've played in here, but this is only a minute long, and then I want to address some of the things in there. So listen to this.
I mean, Big Brother's
right,
and it is heinous, and don't watch it if you haven't started.
Are you kidding?
Archer loves the Big Brother. I'd be interested to hear what Archer has to say.
Exactly.
On Archer's show yesterday,
yeah,
he was outside recording, and when he got back, he had locked himself out of his condo.
Well, now Archer did a little video cast also.
Yeah, Archer loves a VRC cast,
and the boyfriend looked nothing like what I expected the boyfriend to look like.
Oh,
and yeah. Archer looked nothing like what I expected Archer to look like.
Poor Big Fatty has not kept up. The rest
I
of the world
not use the computers
knew what they
looked
the
like,
and Big Fatty just had no idea.
Man, I've never seen them before.
Knew.
Anyway, well, great. They've been out drinking wine.
Imagine that.
Right.
They drink
and
more
eating
than
vegetables.
I do. I bet Archer was chowing down on like some asparagus.
I understand that one of the favorite things that he likes to stick in his mouth. Mm-hmm. I won't name it, but I'll give you a description. It's a long shaft with a tip on the end of it.
He loves it.
Hello,
the asparagus.
Hello.
He also
is this thing on?
He loves Brussels sprouts too. He doesn't like to admit that to too many people, but that's one of his favorite.
Well, those
little,
are the little cabbages.
Snacks. Yeah. Hello.
Right. Right.
I love
Brussels sprouts. Speaking of vegetables, it must be time for... Oh.
So you little fatty boys, you actually got some things wrong. Not that I'm going about correcting you or anything, but let's just first start off with Big Brother 7. It was funny because I listened to Big Fatty's predictions about who he thought would not make it into the house, and he got most of them wrong. But, you know, it was all in the whole guessing thing, so it's no big deal. And then Larry talked about that I was recording outside and then got locked out. Well, that wasn't quite how it went, Larry. The maintenance men broke my lock, and the locksmith and I locked the door when I was trying to demonstrate to him what was wrong with it. And then, so no big deal. But then I thought it was very funny when Big Fatty was talking about the video cast that we did last week, and that we looked nothing alike or nothing like he was expecting. And I find that surprising because, well, then again, he probably doesn't listen to my show very much, but we have pictures of us always on the website and so forth. So anyway, I wonder what he thought we were going to look like. Much better looking and thinner, maybe? That would be nice. And Larry, we do drink a lot of wine, but I doubt we drink as much as you do. You sound like you're a big drinker, a much bigger drinker than we are. And they were talking about the vegetables, and Little Fatty was describing what I like to put in my mouth. Well, it's not asparagus. And no, I do not like Brussels sprouts. So just, you know, sticking with those things. Anyway, so that's, I just love it, Little Fatty Cast. They're one of my favorite podcasts, definitely. And I'm so glad that Big Fatty's listening now. Now, let's see. What else is going on? Oh, you know what? Here's what I wanted to... One final thing. I know that the other thing was going to be the final thing, but I know that last week the show that John Ong and Remarkably Mark and I recorded was played on Sirius Satellite Radio last Thursday the 6th of July, and it seems like my subscriptions have gone up since that show, and John Ong mentioned my show on Podcast 411, so it seems like we have a handful or two handfuls of new listeners. So for those of you who are new to Archer Radio, welcome. I probably should have said that at the beginning, but forgive me if you're still listening at this point. Welcome to Archer Radio. For those of you who are new, you can certainly go back in the archives and listen to all the shows. Every single show that we've ever done is still on the website, so you can download them. And just a quick little background. I'm a 42-year-old gay male living in the D.C. area, and the boyfriend and I do this little podcast. Well, he's not always on it, but he's sometimes on it. And we just basically talk about whatever's going on in our lives, politics, pop culture, movies, television, whatever we want to talk about. So that just gives you a little heads up of what our podcast is about. And probably by this point in the show, you've listened to it and hear the kind of things we talk about and who we talk about and what we talk about and so forth. So I hope you've enjoyed it. And hopefully you'll stick around and listen to it some more. So welcome to all the new listeners. And thank you to John Ong and to Madge at Yeast Radio for letting us do the show, and John Ong mentioning me on Podcast 411. So, boys and girls, thank you so much for listening, staying subscribed, sending all the voicemails and emails and the My Chingo messages and comments on the website. There is a great string of comments from the last Friday show on there. So check them out. Anyway, boys and girls, until next time, bye. Archer Radio.